One of the many things women need after giving birth is some exercise and fresh air. Our next guest went in search of those things with some other new mothers and started a trend. Now, if you go online to hikeitbaby.com, you'll see a growing community of families and babies heading for trails for organized hikes. Shanti Hodges from the Portland area got the ball rolling, and she's our guest in the exchange. Shanti, welcome.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for joining us. Tell us about how this got started.
Well, it was pretty much I had had a baby, and I had a lot of friends that didn't have kids and or had chosen not to, and so I just found myself wanting to go outside. It was June 28th when I had my child, and then all of a sudden I found myself alone a lot, and I'm like, wow, I just really need to get outside. And I would go to new mother groups, which were great, but I really just wanted to be walking and out, and so I just asked a few people in a new moms group to join me, and it just grew from there. The first week, 5 people showed up, the second week, 10, and within a few months, hundreds were showing up, and I was getting tons of emails.
Were you surprised that even 5 mamas showed up that first time?
I was shocked, and I really only went about probably a 10-block distance on a trail. I was just so tired, and it was so, you know, just recovering and stuff. So it was amazing, and these women had babies all like 2-3 months older than mine, and they seemed like such veterans to me.
So it sounds like the interest found you instead of the other way around.
Yeah, and I just started walking, basically, and, you know, it just happened, and all of a sudden, like, I would just put a walk up every week. I would tell people about it, and people would show up, and I remember one really, really stormy day. I thought, oh, no one's going to come. You know, this is going to be terrible, and it was in Tryon Creek Park in Portland, and I was there in the parking lot with my little baby all covered up with a jacket all covered over him, and all of a sudden, like, one mom showed and two, and then pretty soon there was like 15 moms and there was a hailstorm, and we walked through that and it was so much fun. And afterwards we, you know, we just couldn't believe it, and the sun just broke through, and that was kind of a sign for me. I was like, I have to make it so everyone can do this.
So was that the time at which it became clear that it was time to start the website and do everything else?
I had already started the website because I'd been getting so many calls, but on that particular hike, a woman showed up named Callie, who with her little girl Billy, who had really bad colic. And Callie had found us by typing in hiking in Portland with babies or hiking babies or things like that. And she found us through the website. And that's the first stranger that showed up. And I was like, wow, you found us through the website? And that's when I knew, like, wow, this is happening. It took about another 8-9 months before it started catching on in other cities. But between May of last year and currently, we went from 4 cities kind of doing this and a few hundred people to now over 10,000 families and 72 cities.
Wow. It is interesting how far flung it is. I mean, it's a bunch of different places across the country.
Yeah, and actually we've just expanded out to Australia and Canada.
Wow. It's really catching on. Who knew? I mean, this really was sort of a pent-up market, it sounds like, or to use
yeah.
a term.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I mean, I think for a lot of families in general, moms and dads, and the important part of our group is we really include dads. We sort of say mom, dad, nanny, granny, auntie, uncle, you know, partner, whoever it is that cares for the child. Our goal, we sort of say it's a big baby challenge. Our goal is to get babies on trail. And it's not just babies. We extend it to the family. So someone that has maybe a 6-year-old and then a newborn often finds themselves like, how do I attend to both children? How do I entertain both children? And so it's a really good way. So we have toddler-led walks, kid-led walks. We have baby walks. So there's all kinds of different. And we also say, it's not just about hiking. Like, hiking is a different thing for each person. My first walk was, like I said, about 10 blocks. And so I like to tell people, like, whatever level you're at, we're going to have a group of people going out and doing that together. And the big goal is we want moms and dads to just not feel that feeling of isolation and being alone when you have a child.
I haven't asked whether you were a hiker before you had your son, and what made you decide that hiking was going to be the sport rather than some other choices.
Well, you know, we always got out a lot. My husband and I are pretty active people. However, I will honestly say I was always a very fair-weathered outdoors person. If it wasn't a sunny, beautiful day, I was like, oh, I don't want to go skiing today. I don't want to go hiking. And suddenly when I had Mason, it just seemed so important to get outside. And I could see every time we went out the dramatic improvement in his mood and actually what started happening even at like 3 months old. If he started crying and we just step outside with him, you know, like we were going to go for a walk, even just to walk down the street and back, he'd stop crying. And so I realized, like, wow, like it really does matter for children, for babies to go outside. It makes a difference in their brain.
You were talking about how awesome that one day was when you were out in the stormy day in Tryon Creek Park. I wonder how the babies did, though, with the hail falling and all the other stuff you had.
Well, we actually have really great gear that we teach everyone about. So when someone comes out, like just yesterday, I went out for a walk, and it was a beautiful sunny day, and so people thought, oh, I don't really need to dress my kids. And one mom showed up, and her little baby had little cotton socks and little cotton pants. And so it was a great opportunity for me to talk to her and say, hey, you know, here's some things you can do. Like when you're headed out, just always kind of throw these things in your car. And so we've really just been teaching people how to layer correctly with a baby.
And what are some of the details of that?
Well, so first of all, you can buy a lot of things for really cheap at secondhand stores or even use your own stuff. Like someone, if you have like cashmere or wool socks, you can actually put those over your baby's legs and the pants that they're wearing as kind of leggings that will go all the way up to their thighs, like just your socks. And there'll be that extra layer of warmth. That you can do the same thing with cutting off old socks, wool socks, and putting them on a baby's arms for like wool arm warmers. You know, we encourage everyone to get tights at stores like H&M where they're really cheap. You know, there's just a lot you can do. There's actually out there, there's like baby ponchos where a mom, you can have mom and dad under a poncho, and then there's a baby hood part of it that we use these ponchos, and there's just tons of gear. And so on our website, we have a shop that we really look for things that are sort of unique that you may not be able to find anywhere else, or you find maybe on Etsy, but we're really trying to bring that stuff together so people can find good gear.
I should point out that you want to dress the baby quite differently from how you're dressing yourself when you're the person actually carrying the baby, because your experiences will be somewhat different in exertion.
Yeah, and the baby can get very, very warm when they're up against your chest. However, as they get older, you have to start remembering that as they move away from your body, when you have more of a frame carrier, you need to think that they actually could be a little bit colder than you because they're not moving. So really we say when they're little babies, they're up against your chest, you're sweating a lot. So you have to think, you don't want to put cotton clothes on them. You know, cotton is not good when you're out in cold, cold weather because they can get cold even though they're up against you.
Shanti Hodges is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. She's the founder of HikeItBaby.com. Started with a simple 10-block hike, as you heard, in the Portland area, and has grown now to 72 cities across the country and a couple of Australia and Canada as well. Join us on the Jefferson Exchange if you have questions or comments for Shanti about the process, about hiking with babies and outdoor recreation. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.com. I'm looking at the website right now at hikeitbaby.com. I just went to the shop page, and I'm just kind of surprised about stuff like the one-piece rain suit for really little kids.
A lot of people don't realize that stuff is out there, and that's what's really cool is that there's amazing stuff, and it's not that expensive. It might cost a little bit, but it's going to make your outdoor experience totally a lot better if you have that stuff.
There are some interesting facts on the website about kids and nature and the current disconnection between kids and nature. They're rather profound, I thought.
Yeah, and they're actually finding, as I've read different books and the research is coming out, even beyond just kids, just in general, if you get out for just 20 minutes a day, everything's going to change in your life. Your creativity is boosted. They say the levels of just 20 minutes a day can totally affect if children get allergies or not, which is a really surprising fact. Behavioral issues, ADD, ADHD, all of these things are being proven that if you start taking newborns out, they're going to have much lesser issues with this being a problem in this country. I mean, we spend so much time just plunking kids down in front of TV because we're busy, because there's lots going on, and if you start them out right with getting outside, it's going to make a big difference. Like every day my son goes to the front door and like points outside.
And so, Shanti, on any given hike, about how many people tend to show up and how often, I mean, you sound like you're pretty enthused about this, but how often do you get out for a hike?
I try and go out at least anywhere from 2 to 5 times a week. And then I sort of have some weeks where I tell myself I'm going to double down. And so I'll do 2 a day. So I've done a couple of those this week. In our group, because some are hikes and some are walks, the other day, for example, I did a little quick walk through a neighborhood and through a little neighborhood park for about 45 minutes, and then I jumped in my car, and while Mason napped, I drove out to the gorge, and I did a hike at Cape Horn. So that was a pretty awesome day. but we have, in Portland, we'll have anywhere from 1 to 5 hikes a day every single day.
Wow. That's a bunch. But different people leading them, obviously.
Different people leading them. We've had up to 200 people on some of our hikes. So it can be pretty intense. And when we have those big ones and we know they're happening, we have multiple leads. So currently there's over 120 people around the country that help manage each city. And in Portland, we have five of us who are part of the core national team that plan and develop everything. And we have a training program to teach people how to do it in their city.
Has this turned into an income stream for you?
No, actually, I'd like it to, but that wasn't the goal. I mean, I realized pretty early on that the bigger goal had to be just to make this happen at all costs, you know. And for those of us that are working on it, we have all just sort of bonded together and decided that we know how important this is and that this is making a difference in a lot of people's lives. I get emails daily that are worth more than money from moms and dads saying, thank you so much. I was depressed. I was lonely. Our family was, you know, this was happening, that was happening. And now that we have Hike It Baby, our life is so different.
How strenuous are any of these hikes and how long?
They vary. So we have a rating system of green, blue, and black. We tend to ask that most people don't do black without having people RSVP and that they sort of have a talk with the person to make sure they're really up for it. So green and blue are most of them, which is sort of rated like ski runs. The green are really easy and the blue are a little more challenging and usually carrier only because there's probably a steep edge and you don't want a toddler walking at steep ledges. So they can be any type of hike, but we really have a good description on each hike. And we have a check system where every hike that gets entered, we check to make sure nationwide that they're actually safe for children.
So we are talking in some cases, as you just mentioned, of toddlers actually doing some of the walking themselves, not just being carried.
Yeah, we actually have toddler-led hikes. And in Portland, we actually have a team of seven people who run all the Portland stuff. And we have one person, and her job is specifically dedicated to creating toddler-led hikes.
Shondi Hodges, again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the founder of Hike It Baby at hikeitbaby.com. So I noticed there are rules on what is not discussed on hikes.
Yeah, I mean, early on, I just found it was so nice that, I'd go into mama groups online and people would start talking about vaccinations and all these things that are really sensitive topics that are personal, you know, and I don't think it's appropriate. One woman I used to hike with quite a bit, she once said, babies and trails don't judge. And I'm like, you know, that's really true. That should just be our rule across the board. And so we ask that people just leave their personal stuff at home, whether it's politics or religion or race, you know, leave all that at home and come out and enjoy the forest. That's what we're there for.
So what happens if somebody does talk about politics or religion or race or any of the areas that are dangerous?
It just doesn't happen. We had one situation where on one of the Facebook groups, someone brought up vaccinations. Another time someone brought up something about front facing or rear facing with your car seats. And we just shut it down immediately. We're all trained. All the branch leads are trained to immediately say, hey, thank you so much. We value everyone's opinions, but this is a conversation that we don't talk about in this room. We talk about hiking and then shut it down. And we've never had anyone say, well, you have to talk about it. If they do, well, we would just remove them. But there's, you know, it's not a room where people or space. We have private Facebook groups for each city. And then we have our sort of national stuff. And it's just on the trails. People just aren't really interested in talking about that stuff. They're more excited to talk about the woods that we're in and hikes that they're going on and camping trips that they're planning and, you know, am I layering right? And, you know, what's this tip and that tip and how are you feeding your kids on the trail? I find people are just more excited to talk about that stuff.
What is the environmental ethic of Hike It Baby? Because you're talking about taking sometimes large numbers of people off into fairly remote areas.
We don't take large numbers into the remote areas. We actually sort of try and make those smaller groups and more RSVP. The larger groups usually happen inner city and trails that it's really safe and we can get to any help if we need it, if someone slips or anything like that. So we're really, really careful. That's our number one rule is that all leads and we're not a guide service. We're a platform to bring families together.
And what is the general attitude toward the treatment of trails and trash and stuff like that?
We're very leave no trace. You know, you can't stop a toddler from picking up a flower if they see it. So we are also understanding that that's the tough thing with little kids. But we try and leave everything. And we also try and pick up trash as we leave a spot. So, you know, if you see a crushed up can on a trail, we usually pick it up and take it with us, or plastic bottle. I was just hiking down in Mexico, and we were on a trail, and there was so much trash, and it was like I took as much as I could out, but I didn't have anything really to carry it out, and it was just killing me that I was like, oh, I wish I had brought a trash bag, because it was such a pretty little trail, and it just needed to be cleaned up.
And so there is, I noticed, a waiver of liability that seems to dog you on the website. When you change sections of the website, the waiver tends to pop up again. You're rather serious about this, I sense.
Yeah, the reason that we are so serious about it is because, you know, early on we realized that we needed everyone to understand that really we aren't a guide service. We don't, people aren't CPR trained that are taking you or that you're meeting up on the trail with, that this person is just like, hey, this is a hike I really like to do and I want you to join me. So we really want everyone to understand that. And then also, just because it's, you know, people, there's so much social media out there, and what happens is people take a lot of pictures on trail, and we didn't want to be responsible if someone's like, my picture is on the internet, and it shouldn't be, and it's like, well, we can't, you know, I can't control if that's happening in Nashville, North Carolina.
Right. Okay. So so do people, I mean, you mentioned that there are toddlers here as well as babies. I mean, do you anticipate, and it's fairly new still, people aging out of Hike It Baby?
Yeah, and we don't, it's okay if they do, although we are having more and more that people are so excited about. They're like, oh, my six-year-old would really like to lead a hike. So we're creating little scavenger hunt kits and stuff like that. I mean, we don't feel like really competing with trackers and all the other really neat, you know, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts. There's great organizations out there. The big idea behind this was really to start people off on the right foot towards enjoying nature. From really early on, because I find that people feel like between 0 and 3 or 4 years old that they just kind of have to shut off their fun life, their outdoor life, their adventure life. And we want to help people have that experience and get out there.
It's a pretty amazing growth. I mean, are you still sometimes surprised at how fast it's come along?
Yeah, it's there's moments when it's a little overwhelming. I'm like, oh my God. I was just away on vacation with my husband for 2 weeks, and in 2 weeks we got 12 signups for 12 cities.
Okay, there's a Hike It Baby branch I see in Eugene, in Corvallis, one in Humboldt Bay area as well, in our neck of the woods, and probably more forming all the time. Shanti Hodges got all this started. HikeItBaby.com is the address. Shanti, thanks so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.